Today we'd like to see the title of the tabernacle structure in Exodus chapters 26 and 27. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel, on there we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 26, verses 1 and 2, "Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue, purple, and scarlet thread, with artist designs of cherubim. You shall weave them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. And every one of the curtains shall have the same measurements." What do these mean in the context, and what can you learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 26, verse 33, "And you shall hang the veil from clasps. Then you shall bring the ark of testimony in there behind the veil. The veil shall be a divider for you between the holy place and the most holy." What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 3, in chapter 27, verses 1 and 2, "You shall make an altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be one piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze." What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? In the last time in Exodus chapter 25, verse 31-40, "You shall also make a lampstand for pure gold. The lampstand shall be of a hammered work. Its shepherd, its branches, its balls, the ornament knob, and flowers shall be one apiece. And 6 branches shall come out of its side. 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side, and 3 branches the lampstand out of the other side. 3 balls shall be made like almond blossom in one branch, with an ornament knob and a flower, and 3 balls made like almond blossoms, and on the other branch with ornament knob and a flower. And so for the 6 branches that come out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself, 4 balls shall be made like almond blossom, each with its ornament knob and flower. And there shall be a knob on the first 2 branches of the same, a knob on the second 2 branches of the same, and a knob on the third 2 branches the same, according to 6 branches that extend from the lampstand. Their knobs and their branches shall be one piece, and all of it shall be one hammered piece of a pure gold. You shall make 7 lamps for it, and they shall arrange its lamps so that they give light in front of it, and its wick trimmers, and their trays shall be of a pure gold. It shall be made a talent of a pure gold with all these utensils, and see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. The gold lampstand, 1 talent is 75 pounds or 34 kilograms. In the all above, these 3 pieces of furniture seem to represent Trinity. The mercy seat symbolizes the very presence of God the Father. The table of showbread represents Jesus Christ, as he declared, "I am the bread of life." The lampstand, called as a menorah, a golden lampstand with 7 branches, symbolized the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is in every believer. The group of believers is a church. The Spirit should overflow to the others. The light in the world. So in the tabernacle, we had the presence of God, the Father, the Ark of the Covenant, in the Holy of Holies, the presence of Jesus Christ, the table of showbread, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the lampstand, or a golden menorah right here, south side. You may see the tabernacle diagram, the source right there. 1 cubit, 18 inches, or 45.72 centimeters, about 50 centimeters, 1 cubit. Chapter 16, 1 to 14, the curtains, the wall, 15 up to 3, the boards, 31, 37, veil, the inner divider. Chapter 27, 1 to 8, brass altar in the court outside. 9 to 19, the court itself. 20, 21, the oils of menorahs. Chapter 26, 1 to 14, the curtains outside the wall. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of the fine human linen and blue, purple, and scarlet red. With artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them. That's the cherubim inside, right? The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have the same measurements. Now, question one. Now, turning to the tabernacle itself, God first gave Moses detailed instruction concerning the inner curtain. 10 curtains for the purpose of walls or outer covering of the tabernacle were to be woven from fine linen using blue, purple, and scarlet thread. With artist design of a cherubim, inner curtain on it, artist design cherubim skillfully worked into them. Each curtain measured 28 cubits long. That's 42 feet, or about 12.8 meters, and 4 cubits wide, about 6 feet, 1.8 meters. These curtains were joined together into two large sections and then fashioned at the center with loopers, forming one continuous covering measurement approximately 42 feet, over 13 meters wide, and 60 feet, 18 meters long, which was placed over the framework of the tabernacle, totally, you know, tabernacle size. We see, you know, and Calvary Chapel Kosher Messer, you know, the rod, you know, actual size is made here. Second, an outer covering was to be made of goat hair woven in the context explanation, woven from the fine, soft fibers, much like wool. This covering consists of 11 curtains, each 30 cubit long, so about 45 feet, or 14 meters, and 4 cubit, about 6 feet. They were joined into groove 5 and 6, and again connected in the middle with 50 loops. Throughout these curtains, the veils and priestly garments for primary colors and materials were repeatedly emphasized. The blue represented the heavens, and God's throne, purple symbolizing royalty, and God's sovereign authority, scarlet pointing to blood sacrifice, human life, and white linen signifies purity and righteousness. Verse 3, continue reading. Five curtains shall be coupled to one another, and the other five curtains shall be coupled to one another, and you shall make loops of blue yarn on the edges of the curtain, on the surface of one set, and likewise you shall do on outer edge of the outer curtain, the second set. 50 loops you shall make in the one curtain, and 50 loops you shall make on the edge of the curtain. that is on the end of the second set. The loops may be clasped to one another. And you shall make 50 clasps of the gold, couple the curtains together with clasps, so that it may be one tabernacle. You shall also make curtains goat hair to be a tent of a tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width each curtain for cubit. And the 11 curtains shall all have the same measurement. And you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves, 6 curtains by themselves. You shall double over the 6 curtain at the front of a tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outmost in one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain the second set. You shall make 50 bronze clasps. Put the clasps into the loops that couple the tent together, that it may be one. The remnant that remains of the curtains of the tent, and the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle, and a cubit at one side, and a cubit on the other side, of what the remains of the length of the curtains of tent, shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on this side, on that side, to cover it. You shall also make a covering, ram skin, dyed red for the tent, and covering a badger skin above that. 15 up to 30 the boards. And for tabernacle, you shall make the boards of acacia wood standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and cubit and a half shall be the width of each board. 2 tenons shall be each board for binding one to another. Thus you shall make for all the boards over the tabernacle. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle. 20 boards for the south side. You shall make 40 sockets of silver on the 20 boards. 2 sockets on the each board for its tenons. And for the second side of tabernacle, the north side, there shall be 20 boards. And there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under each of the board. For the far side of tabernacle, westward, you shall make 6 boards. And you shall also make 2 boards for 2 back corners of the tabernacle. They shall be coupled together at the bottom. They shall be coupled together at the top by 1 ring. Thus it shall be for both of them. They shall be for 2 corners, so there shall be 8 boards with their socket of silver, 16 socket, 2 socket under each of board, and you shall make a bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on one side of tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards on the other side of tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of tabernacle for the far side of westward. The middle bar shall pass through the midst of the board from end to end. You shall overlay the board with gold, make their rings of gold as a hold of the bars, and overlay the board with gold. And you shall raise up the tabernacle according to its pattern, which was shown on the mountain. The tabernacle was designed to be entirely portable. Its acacia wood boards were quickly set into silver socket. 5 horizontal poles ran through the boards to hold the structure firmly upright. Once the framework was in place, the curtains were laid over top, and the ark was carried in, set at the center. Every element was made for mobility, allowing the tabernacle to be dismantled, transported, and reassembled efficiently. When the time came to move, the entire structure could be taken down and for relocated within a matter of a house, and then set up again just as quickly as the next location. 31-37, fails the inner divider. You shall make a veil woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. It shall be woven with an artist's design of a cherubim. You shall hang it upon the four pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Their hookers shall be gold upon four sockets of silver, and you shall hang the veil from the clasp. Okay, 31 here, a single veil was made of fine linen with blue, purple, and scarlet threads to separate the holy place from the Holy of Holies. It was the inner divide between holy place and the Holy of Holies. 33, and you shall hang the veil from the clasp. Then you shall bring the Ark of Testament there, behind the veil. The veil shall be divided for you between holy place and most holy. The veils, also called as curtains, separate the two sacred rooms, tabernacle, reflecting the heavenly pattern. The holy place, the most holy place. The priest entered the holy place daily to commune with God and to minister at the altar of incense, the lampstand, the table of showbread. The most holy place, however, was where God's presence dwelt, rested upon the mercy seat that covered the Ark of Testimony. Only the high priest would permit to enter this inner sanctuary. Even he could do so only once each year on the day of atonement, to make atonement for the sin of the entire nation. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, the veil of the temple, which had replaced the tabernacle, was torn from top to bottom, symbolizing direct access to God through Christ's sacrifice, no longer requiring priests or animal sacrifices. Structurally, the tabernacle itself measured about 45 feet, about 14 meters long, 15 feet wide, 15 feet high, you know, 5 minutes. It was constructed from acacia wood boards approximately 15 feet, 5 meters long, and 2 feet, 3 inches wide. Each fitted with tenons and base that were set securely into cast silver socket, forming stable framework, the portable dwelling place, God. Then 37, and you shall make for the screen 5 pillars of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, their hooks shall be gold. You shall cast the 5 socket over bronze for them. After giving detailed description of the tabernacle itself, God then instructed Israel how the furnishing were to be arranged inside. Entrance always faced the east. And as one entered, the table of showbread was placed on the right side, the lampstand on the left, and the altar of incense directly in front, standing before inner curtain. Beyond that curtain were the gold overlaid walls of most holy place, forming a perfect cubic measurement of 15 feet by 15 feet by 15, 4.6 meters by 14 centimeters. At the center of this sacred space, rest the Ark of the Covenant, upon which sat the mercy made of solid gold, overshadowed by two cherubim. This careful and intentional arrangement was designed to present a clear picture of God dwelling amongst his people. After describing the interior furnishing, script then turned to 2 items located outside the tabernacle, beginning with the altar of burnt offering, and the other element of the outer court. Now outer court, chapter 27. You shall make an altar, acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with branch. The altar of burnt offering was the first object Israel encountered as they entered the tabernacle courtyard, where sacrifices were continually made, reminding the people that that access to God was possible only through sacrifice, and that sin could be forgiven only by shedding of blood. The foundation truth is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who is presented in Hebrews chapter 10 as the final and perfect sacrifice. From the beginning, God created humanity for fellowship, desiring a close and meaningful relationship with His creation, making man a spiritual being of spirit, soul, and body, with his consciousness oriented toward God in reflection of God's own triune nature, Father, Son, the Spirit. In the garden, the communion was fully realized, but through disobedience, sin brought separation from God, a condition scripture described as a spiritual death. In His grace, God then initiated a redemptive plan to restore humanity to fellowship with Himself, ultimately fulfilled through the sending His Son, whose anointing work reopened the way to God, to teach His people both the reality of presence and the necessity of sacrifice. God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle, the place of meeting, along with its furnishing, which served as a divinely designed model of heaven and throne of God. Even the material used carry symbolic meaning. Gold used in overlaying the inner furnishing represented heaven and divine realm. Silver consisted symbolized redemption, price by which atonement was made. Bronze signified judgment, which is why out of order, where sacrifices were burned, was made of bronze. Therefore, to fully understand the meaning and depth of Jesus Christ's work on our behalf, one must first understand the Old Testament sacrifices, for they form the divine framework that points directly to His redemptive and finished work on the cross. Verse 6, and you shall make, also you shall make its pans to receive its ashes, its shovels, its basins, its forks, and its fire pans. You shall, accessories, supplementary requirement too, shall make all these utensils of bronze. You shall make a grate for it, a network of bronze, and on the network you shall make a four bronze ring, as is the four corners. You shall put it on the rim of the altar beneath, that the network may be midway up the altar. And you shall make poles of the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. The poles shall be put in the rings. The poles shall be on the two sides of the altar to bear. You shall make it to hold with boards as it was shown you on the mountain. You shall make it at. Now, verse 8. The altar burnt offering was made of acacia wood, measuring 7 feet square, about 2 meters, and 4.5 feet high, about 1.4 meters. Each of the four corners features a horn, and the entire structure was overlaid with bronze. All accessories associated with the altar, including pans of the ashes, rings for the carrying pole, and the poles themselves were also made of bronze. The altar was hollowed to allow for ease of handling and use. Surrounding the altar, the outer courtyard tabernacle measured 150 feet long, about 50 meters from north to south, 75 feet wide, 23 meters, with an entrance on each side. The walls 7.5 high, about 2-3 meters, providing a defined and sacred place for worship and sacrifice. 19th court. You shall also make the court of tabernacle for the south side. There shall be hangings for the court made of the fine woven linen, 100 cubits long for one side, and its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets shall be bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be silver. Likewise, along the length of the north side, there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, with its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of bronze, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And along with this of the court of the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The width of the court of the east side shall be 50 cubits. The hangings on one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and 3 sockets. For the gate of the court, there shall be a screen 20 cubits long, woven of blue, purple, scarlet thread, and fine woven linen made by weaver. It shall have 4 pillars and 4 sockets. All the pillars around the court shall have a band of silver. Their hooks shall be of silver and their socket of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits, made of fine woven linen and the socket of bronze. All the utensil of a tabernacle for all its service, all its pets, and all the pets of court shall be of bronze. The court of the tabernacle was enclosed with the hangings, the fine woven linen, and measured 100 cubits long, about 46 meters, 50 cubits wide, about 23 meters, the 5 cubits high, about 2.3 meters. The north and south side, each extended 100 cubits, or 46 meters, were supported by 20 pillars set in bronze socket, while the west side measured 50 cubits, 23 meters, with 10 pillars. That east side, also 50 cubits, 23 meters wide, included the central gate. The gate was 20 cubits wide, over 9.2 meters. It was a beautiful ribbon with the blue, purple, scarlet thread, along with fine linen, supported by 4 pillars. All the pillars around the court were pitted with silver hookers, bands, while the socket packs, all utensils used in service of the tabernacle, were made of bronze, forming sacred, orderly enclosed for worship. 20 and 21. And you shall command the children of Israel to bring you pure oil of pressed oil for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle meeting outside the veil which is before the testimony. Aaron and his son shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. The oil for the lampstand was made by pressing pure green olives, producing the finest and purest oil, which was used to keep the lamp burning continually. The lampstand was to burn throughout the night. The priest would fill it with oil in the evening, and in the morning they would trim the wax in preparation for the next evening. This continual burning symbolized God's perpetual presence and was maintained every night within the tent of meeting or the tabernacle. So we covered all three questions. You may see, the tabernacle structure itself. So that is basically like that. So continue to keep on praying. All missionary, thank you for your publication book. Also, contemporary Christian music videos available. The Christmas song, Praise the Lord, also available too. So we God blessed Christmas celebration event. Okay. May God bless you, everybody. Let's sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.